North Round Lake regular board meeting, May 2nd, 2016.
Good evening, everybody. Let me get this opened up. I'm ready. I'd like to call to order the Village of Round Lake regular board meeting, May 2nd, 2016, at 7 p.m. And clerk roll call.
Trustee Foy. Trustee Fry. Trustee Crowley. Present. Trustee Navy.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Trustee Trippin.
Present.
Take a minute, but Don, would you lead us in the pledge of allegiance, please? Thank you, Don. May I get a motion for item 3.1 to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of April 18, 2016?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Rodriguez. Any additions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Any public comment tonight? Thank you, everybody, for being here. May I get a motion for the consent agenda, which includes item 5.1 through 5.4 as follows. 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $169,224. 5.2, approve payroll for the period ending April 17, 2016 in the amount of $133,872.43. Item 5.3, adopt an ordinance adopting a fiscal year end April 30, 2017 employee compensation plan. And item 5.4, accept the March 2016 treasurer's report as presented. Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Crowley. Is there any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Turpin.
Aye.
Motion carries. Can I get a motion for item 10.1, adopt a resolution approving a quote from overhead door of Lake and McHenry counties to repair the Public Works garage door number 3 in an amount not to exceed $1,980.
So
moved. Motion made by Trustee Trippin, seconded by Trustee Rodriguez. Any discussion? Needs to get done. Thank you, everybody. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez?
Aye.
Trustee
Trippin?
Aye.
Trustee Crowley?
Aye.
Motion carries. Under Building and Zoning, item 12.1, they get a motion to adopt an ordinance granting a special use permit to allow for the outdoor storage of pallets, lumber, and recycled wood for construction pallets and for outdoor parking and storage of semi-trucks, trailers, and box trucks at 740 Sunset Drive, Round Lake.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Trippin. Any discussion? Any questions? Mr. Shields, could you just elaborate a little bit on this to clarify what this is doing?
The petitioner is here too, but what they're doing is, the Planning and Zoning Committee did not like the palace near the fence line. So one of the things we asked the petitioner to do is move the palace to the back of their yard. So what we concluded to do was move the semis, I'll get this right, near the fence line, line them up and put all the palace in the back so you can see the palace that are 20 feet high. And then we're allowing them to park semis, box trucks, and trailers on their lot. They have a lot of activity there. They're doing very, very well. And we didn't want to reduce their business in any way, so we wanted to keep the height of the palace to 20 feet versus reducing them down to a fence line. And they agreed to all that. Very knowledgeable about their business, very good petitioners, and that's basically it.
Yes,
in the facts and findings, correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm talking about with the new, now the parts of the house in the back versus that's in the facts and findings.
That's in the facts and findings.
Correct, yes.
Okay,
We tried with planning and zoning, Trustee Newby, to, if code enforcement has a law out there, what can they look at to say you're not in compliance or you're not in compliance? So that's
I just wanted this on record because of the work that we're doing to improve the appearance of the industrial park. I have to say this process, standing, just reporting to Steve, has been really good. The petitioner has been very, very accepting of what we're trying to do, understands it. These trucks and trailers and the boxes is very important to the success of their business. They've worked very well with us, and in the end, we're mission accomplished. Thank you for working with us and building and zoning for doing that work. It will be an improvement. I just wanted it on public record. Any other discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Turpin.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 12.2, adopt an ordinance granting a special use permit to allow the construction of an 8-foot fence and for outdoor storage at 400 South Kern Road, Round Lake, Illinois.
So moved.
Second. Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Rodriguez. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Turpin.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 12.3, adopt an ordinance granting a special use permit to allow the sale of alcohol beverages at 1797, 1805, 1809 South Cedar Lake Road, Round Lake, Illinois. Motion made by Trustee Crowley, seconded by Trustee Newby. Any discussion?
Is that a piece of
licenses? It's a replacement.
Or
number of licenses did not change. Any other discussion?
And they're doing business as what name?
The same. The owners are changing. It's around the paper place.
Okay.
And that's all space, same space. Mm-hmm. So that's all exactly the same. I remember seeing on the plane, probably the other plane.
Any other discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Rodriguez. Trustee
Crimmins.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee
Newby. Aye.
Motion carries. On to Mayor's comments, just a couple of quick comments that I have. One, to thank everybody on the board, especially Special Events Committee person. What's your official title? Special Events.
Coordinator.
Thank you, Sue, for the work.
Yeah.
Adam, thank you for your diligence. Thank you for the workforce. It was a tremendous success. I'm going to carry this on to Mr. Patel. Avik, thank you for showing up. Thank you for taking a leadership role and bringing family, bringing school members, and this is what it takes to make the event successful. Thank you so much. Absolutely. Arbor Day was a success. Raffle tickets, we know a total?
$575.
$575.
More than 200, more than any other year.
Fantastic. Great event. You know, the weather did not, it was not the nicest day, but it did not slow us down. So congratulations to everybody. Fellow guys, great job. The other thing I just want to mention is the Homeowners Association Summit meeting. The Business Owners Summit meeting. Again, thanks to the administration for participating, bringing information to the people who attended. We had Senator Melinda Bush as a guest speaker at our Business Summit meeting, trying to change the format of that a little bit. I would like to bring in a guest speaker at future events to talk about important issues that may have an impact, negative or positive, on their businesses. And that's all that I have. Trustees' comments. Sue?
Again, what an awesome Arbor Day we have. Adam, thank you to you, to the guys that were there, and to Laura. Wow, congratulations. You did a lot for sure. You know, down there. I don't know about anybody here, but you deserve a standing ovation. We just don't see a lot of young people doing what you do, and if we could clone you about 100 times, this village would be richer for it. We're already richer because of you. Thank you very much.
You
don't
get to say
it. No. What
you want?
Would you like to?
Juno, you got the set. I don't even tell him he's 14 at 4 years. He's 18. I'm trying to run it, dude. I heard he's going to take my job.
How
many
things
are
available now?
I'm going to get a little older.
I think we should have an inside all the time.
I liked the inside. I thought it had a lot of benefits.
Well, if you made more money than I get a bonus.
Good luck. Dan?
As a suspended board member for 24 years, I would recommend that you do all your education first before you do a thousand. So I have to thank you for all the hard work you did for your committee and the rest of the staff. So I do the best of my time at that.
Thanks, Don. Any additional business? If not, may I get a motion to adjourn?
Sir.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:13 p.m.